This is Monitor 69 with the latest in popular music from Lester Lannon and the orchestra, theme from Romeo and Juliet. The sound of what's happening in the weekend world. Well, what's happening in America's colleges, of course, is front page news these days. And shortly, we'll have a look at student attitudes toward law and order. Right after we hear from Marilyn May with her latest, I'll Never Fall in Love Again.
What do you get when you fall in love? A guy with a pin to burst your bubble. That's what you get out of all your trouble. Oh, never fall in love again. Oh, never fall in love again. What do you get when you kiss a guy? You get enough germs to catch pneumonia. After you do, he'll never phone you.
through packing yet. We're just going on a weekend visit to your relatives.
I know, Andy. I'm just packing a few cans of STP.
STP?
STP gasoline treatment, Andy. Not to be confused with STP oil treatment.
Thanks, Dolly. I don't think I'll ever get that confused again.
All my relatives count on my bringing them their annual can of STP gas treatment to help them get rid of that nasty carbon and goop that winter driving builds up in their car's engines.
That's right. Your Uncle Joe did tell me STP gasoline treatment really put the spring back in his car, even if he got it for nothing.
And Cousin Phil says he can feel the difference with the very first can.
Good for Cousin Phil, but what about that can you packed for Aunt Mary?
What about it?
Dolly, your Aunt Mary doesn't own a car, never has it.
But she does give us those canned fruit specialties she puts up every year. So I'm giving her STP gas treatment. For only 65 cents, it's one of the best canned specialties we Granitellis make.
STP gas treatment adds fire to your fuel.
For only 65 cents.
This spring, there's been a lot of evidence of disregard for law and order. And many students seem to feel that we ought to re-examine our ideas of justice, both on the campus and in society in general. Monitor's College Poll talked with some of these students. And here is NBC newsman Bill Ryan with a cross-section of their opinion.
Do students have basically different views on basic values in the society of the United States? Well, to get the answer to that question, College Poll recently conducted in-depth interviews with students on a cross-section of subjects. Take justice. Students on over 100 campuses were asked this. A famous columnist once said, there are two kinds of justice, a rich man's justice and a poor man's justice. Do you believe that is true? 74% of those interviewed said yes. A Northwestern lady said, of course the person with money can afford to defend himself better than the man without funds. A Yale junior said, there is no doubt that the law and justice work for the rich. A poor man can't afford lawyers or even investigators to help him win his case. A senior from Georgetown offered this view. A rich man has a better chance of staying out of trouble in the first place, and once a poor man is caught in the web of law enforcement, he can't fight for his rights as well as the man with money. One of the students who felt that justice is equal, no matter the wealth or lack of it, of the accused, a Boston University senior, said there is equal justice under the law. Look at the efforts made to protect Sirhan Sirhan's rights, and he was a poor man. Well, College Poll has shown college students have a deep social awareness and a sincere concern for what they feel are the social and economic ills of the day. The finding that 74% feel equal justice is not equally available to the poor may not be due to a lack of faith in society's institutions, but may be a reflection of College Poll findings that today's college students are intensely sympathetic to the less fortunate members of this country's population. It may also be a real facing of the facts, as voiced by the tell-it-as-it-is college generation. Bill Ryan, NBC News, for Monitor.
That was a strike right across my belt.
What?
Look, Ump, I'm in a rush. I gotta get down to my international dealer. If I buy a Cub Cadet lawn and garden tractor now, I get the rotary mower free.
Cub Cadet, huh? Is that the one they say is for keeps?
Yeah, built like the big international tractor.
Free mower, huh? Strike two. Strike three. Here out.
Thanks, Ump. You'll find your international dealer in the yellow pages.
Here's the latest by the Four Lads. My Heart's Symphony.
When you told me that you loved me, and whatever I could tell that you did, my heart told me all was well. Thank you.
Uncle would say this. He would say it's 17 minutes after the hour and you on the monitor beacon.
The pace setter values rolling at your Chevrolet dealers. When you see the pace setter value on all the cars from Chevrolet, you know what puts the competition in its place.
Camaro, the Camaro. Everybody follows Hogger. Hey, come on and get with Hogger. Everybody follows Hogger.
WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
Joe Garagiola here for Monitor 69 with a question. What band is most in demand for concerts in colleges around the country? Well, the answer is Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. And here's an example of what makes them so popular with the campus crowd. Their brand new one, Without Her. Drafted and rejected. Next up on Monitor Sports, brought to you by Win Oil Company, the world's leading additive company.
Win's Charge. Made to do more for your car's engine. Win's Charge. A smooth, honey-thick liquid. Charge restores compression, stops excessive oil burning, quiets noisy engines. But in addition, Charge effectively fights friction and wear because only Charge contains Win's famous friction proofing. Charge also contains antioxidation agents to keep engines cleaner. And Charge provides protection against combustion acids to reduce corrosion damage and costly repairs. Win's Charge, made to do more for your car's engine. Where you get gas or service, get total power. Get Charge. Made by Win Oil Company, the world's leading additive company. Switch to Charge.
The National Basketball Association concluded its annual player draft this week on a real wild note. The San Francisco Warriors' 13th round selection was a high school girl, Denise Long of Des Moines, Iowa, and she was rejected by the NBA commissioner on the grounds that she was not eligible. Well, it should be pointed out right here, though, that the Warriors wanted Miss Long's services for preliminary games involving girls' teams. I asked Denise about the situation on Monitor's open line. Denise, how'd you first get the news that the San Francisco Warriors tried to draft you?
I got a long-distance phone call from San Francisco from this broadcaster, and he just mentioned the fact that the owners of the San Francisco Warriors had drafted me.
Well, now, had anybody been scouting you?
No, I don't know how they heard of me, unless it was through Sports Illustrated, or the Wall Street Journal, or the San Francisco paper down there. I always picture it a few times in there.
Wait a minute, Wall Street Journal?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
I was in a feature in the March 10th front page of the Wall Street Journal.
Why?
It wasn't about me, but it just said something like Denise Long scored 69 points a game at high school games, stuff like that. And then it talked about other, basketball.
Was that your game high?
No, that's my average.
69 points is your average?
Yeah.
What is a bad night for you, 68?
Yeah, I suppose, I don't know.
What is the highest you've scored?
111. And then I scored 101, and then 101 game, and then 93 in one game.
Who do you play against?
Girls teams.
Girls teams?
Yeah.
Same age?
Yeah.
I've never seen you, Denise. How tall are you? 8'4"?
No. 5'11". That's what that guy from San Francisco, when he called me, he says, you wouldn't have to mature. You're 6'5", are you? And I said, 6'5"? I'm only 5'11". He said, well, that does make a little difference.
Describe yourself to me.
I'm 5'11". I'm not big or huge, probably like what people think. I'm real nice and slim. I've got long hair. Down to the middle of my back, and I got brown eyes.
Well, you better stop. I'm starting to fall in love with you, I think. Do you have trouble getting dates because you play basketball better than the boys?
No, not really. There's not too many boys in our school. I mean, the high school enrollment's only 120, but I mean, some colleges and, other towns.
Denise, I've enjoyed talking to you so much. I look forward to watching you before an NBA game.
Yeah, that would be fun. I'd like to meet you, too.
Oh, it'd be my pleasure. I'd love to meet you. Thank you. What a warm young lady. Denise Long, 18-year-old Des Moines High School senior. She's got her eyes on a pro basketball career and college, too. Here's a word about State Farm.
I'm Don Adams. My State Farm agent said I could save money by getting a low-cost homeowner's policy from State Farm. He also said State Farm Fire and Casualty is the world's largest homeowners insurer. Then he asked if I had any questions. Yes, I said, who's the world's largest homeowner?
Your life and your health. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Thank you.
National Radio Month, as you may have heard, did you ever stop to think that when you really want to know what's happening, you usually find out about it first on radio? Stop in at your favorite tavern and make your move to Miller. Hearty, robust, deep down good Miller High Life. It's Al Hertz kind of beer. Yours too. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. This is Monitor 69, heard all around the USA, and if you live in the vicinity of Tulsa, Oklahoma, you hear the What's Happening sound on station KVOO, serving the great Southwest. Joe Garagiola here, and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
with the happy heart, Andy Williams. And if you've seen his wife, Claudine Longer, you'll know why. Joe Garagiola here from Monitor 69. Here's a first in sports. You know, the young baseball season has already produced 3 no-hit games, but do you know the name of the man who pitched the first no-hitter in history? Will he answer? Right after a word from the American Express card, the new money for travel and entertainment.
In Washington, D.C., there's a little government office with a big furnace and a beautiful name, the Destruction Committee. When money gets old, the committee destroys it. They punch it with holes and make sure it's all burned to a crisp and no funny stuff. At American Express, we have a more convenient way to finish off the old money. We do it with the new money, the American Express card. The new money has all the advantages of cash and none of the drawbacks. You don't run short of the new money. It's always there to pay for restaurants, hotels, motels, rent-a-cars, gasoline, and specialty shops. The new money lets you take a year to pay for airline tickets. The new money protects you if you lose it. The new money lets you take a client to dinner even when you can't be there. The new money from American Express. Best way to pay for travel and entertainment worldwide.
Now for that first in sports. History's first no-hit game was pitched by Joe Borden on July 28, 1875, playing for Philadelphia in the National Association. You know, in 1952, L. Abrams, the sports editor of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, said that our team had the market cornered on no-hitters. We were all playing. Around the world, a weekend series of close-ups on people and events in this country and abroad, brought to you by General Motors Acceptance Corporation. GMAC, financing for cars, trucks, and appliances. In 1 minute, the story of black student rebellion at Washington's Howard University.
A car is to call your own for the very first time while you're young enough to enjoy it. With your girl in. Even better, to take her home in. Not to complicate your life with. That's why there's a GMAC, General Motors Acceptance Corporation. In our 50th year of helping people finance their cars and trucks and appliances easily, quickly, at reasonable cost, we've worked out all the hang-ups for your car, car insurance, creditor life insurance. General Motors dealer who uses GMAC. All this so you remember your first car with love and affection. We wouldn't have it any other way. GMAC financing. We uncomplicate things.
Now, Robert Hager, NBC News, Washington.
A nearly week-long occupation of undergraduate buildings at Howard University in Washington climaxed when U.S. Marshals swept the campus, clearing the buildings, arresting 20 hardcore holdouts who remained inside, and ducking rocks and bottles thrown from an angry crowd of hundreds of spectators. It was the sharpest conflict yet on a campus marked by almost continual protests, boycotts, and occupations for 2 years now. Predominantly black Howard combines the winds of two protests sweeping America, that of students and the young, and of the new black awareness. But the issues are particularly sharp at Howard because of the basically conservative black administration. President James Neighbor, who served on our United Nations delegation under the Johnson administration, announced 2 years ago he would resign as university president shortly, but now has decided to stick it out to mandatory retirement at age 68. The faculty is also much older than average because Negro educators had nowhere else to go back in the 1930s and 40s. All this serves to widen the gulf. The faculty feels Howard should go on as it has for years, turning out doctors, lawyers, and teachers to take their place in the middle and upper class black communities. Most student leaders feel Howard needs to turn its attention to the cities and make itself relevant to the problems of the ghetto and the plight of black America. The same issues are reflected on other black campuses across the country. But Howard, as one of the largest and oldest, has tended to draw the lines of the dispute sooner and more vividly. Witness the presence of marshals on the campus this past week. Robert Hager, NBC News, Washington.
Ring Around the World, another of our weekend series of close-ups on people and events, brought to you also by Griffin Shoe Polish. You know, I do a lot of flying, and one day I was so impressed with how perfectly groomed the stewardess was. So I asked her what her secret was. And she told me that hostesses learn lots of good grooming hints, and one of them is Griffin Liquid Wax. Hostesses know that Griffin gives a brighter shine, not just a little brighter, up to 25% brighter than another leading polish. And that's why so many stewardesses and so many shoeshine parlors and so many people use Griffin. My wife uses Griffin, and she says it not only shines better, but saves money, too. No wonder Griffin is America's number one polish. You pay a little less, you get a lot more shine with Griffin. Ask an airline hostess. Music now by the popular young British singer Dusty Springfield, Windmills of Your Mind.
Round, where the circle and the spiral, where the wheel of the moon, never ending of the moon, and never spinning, like a snowball and a mouth, or a carnival blue, like a carousel of turning.
Now it's 13 minutes. Let's make it 48 minutes after the hour, 13 before the hour, and you're on the monitor beacon.
Would you like to have a highway safety flare kit absolutely free? Well, then drive in where you see the AMCO transmission sign and pick one up. Nothing to buy, no obligation. You're safer with AMCO.
When you listen to WNBC News, you hear New York. And this is where you hear it happen. WNBC Radio 660, the place New York turns to for news.
WNBC Radio 660, New York.
This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor 69. Here's a monitor tip for motorists. You know, large parking lots filled with cars, especially at train or airline terminals, are prime targets for car thieves. So if you park at one of them, take special care to keep your claim check. In case of theft, it proves that your car was there when you say it was. Now this from Chrysler Air Temp.
We're interviewing Italian fellow Ruggiero Cellini. How have you been, Ruggi?
I keep a cool. I have a Chrysler Air Temp air conditioning in my huge limousine.
How do you find American opera audiences?
Air Temp is the finest air conditioning for your room, house, a business, and a motor car.
But how do you like our audiences?
Be sure you are the Chrysler Air Temp air conditioning in your new Plymouth Dodge Chrysler or Imperial.
Ruggi, what's your favorite role?
The Italian tenor in the Chrysler Air Temp commercials.
Boy, after Ruggi, we're going to give you monitor music by the Letterman. Catch the Wind. It's a great trick if you can do it.
In the chilly hours and minutes of uncertainty, I want to be in the warmth of your love and mine.
Brought to you by the associates, nice people with money to loan you. By now, you probably know when you're going to take your vacation, right? Maybe you even know where. But the big question is, how are you going to pay for it? Well, if you like my advice, I'd suggest you talk to the folks at Associates Finance. They're nice people with money to loan you. And chances are, they can come up with the cash you need to get away from it all and enjoy yourself. You'll like the folks. They're straight talk people who'll tell you in advance exactly how much your loan will cost. Associates. Nice people with money to loan you for a vacation or for any good purpose. Associates. Nice people with money to loan you. These days, baseball fans are being asked to pick their all-time All-Star teams. Modern players figure to have a big edge. I asked a veteran baseball fan, who'll be remembered by radio fans as the star of Can You Top This, Senator Ford, to name his team. Senator Ford made John McGraw his manager, all things considered. So I asked him what that meant.
Well, he was the first one to put his ball players in first-class hotels, for one thing. He was the one who had them go to the ballpark dressed in buses. Open buses so that people could see the world's champions across their chests.
Was he a great psychologist?
He was all that. As a matter of fact, he was... There's one thing I'd like to say about him while we're talking about McGraw. Did you ever realize that he was a man? Lifetime batted 334, and yet he was a leadoff man.
It's unusual.
I'd say it is. Of course, he created the hit and run. He was the one who caused him to make the rule that the first two fouls are strikes, because as I understand it, in one time at bat, he fouled off 60 balls.
60?
In one time at bat, because he practiced fouling balls to wear out a pitcher.
He could have played on the Pittsburgh club. We had experts that could foul a ball off.
Yeah, but not intentionally.
McGraw's your manager. Who would be your catcher on an all-time team?
I think, everything considered, would be Bresnan.
Why?
Well, in the first place, Bresnan was a big league pitcher when he started. He played center field for the Giants. He played third base for the Giants. And then he became the greatest catcher of his time. This was a very versatile guy. And another thing, Bresnan was so fast and was normally a 300 hitter, but he's the only catcher who ever let off a batting order in a World Series.
That's more unusual. Who's your first baseman?
Terry.
Just give me one liner as to why you pick him, all things considered.
Terry's batting was higher than any other first baseman, his lifetime batting average. He was a great runner of a ball club, according to Dolly Stock, who
should know.
Very close to.
Second baseman.
Collins. Well, there's a choice there, Collins or Lajoie, but Collins, I think, would have the call.
Shortstop.
Because of his great...
Collins because of what?
Of his great speed, his base running ability.
Shortstop now.
Well, that had to be Wagner.
No contest.
No. I put Rizzuto next.
Third base.
Well, that'd have to be McGraw.
McGraw over people like Trainer?
Yeah. McGraw hit, one season he hit 390, which is pretty good. Again, for a leadoff man.
Later today on Monitor, Senator Ford will pick his outfield and his pitchers. Now this from True Cigarettes.
True Cigarettes can satisfy you with good taste and reduce tar and nicotine, 13 milligrams and 0.7 milligrams. Smokers everywhere are enjoying True every day. Shouldn't you?
Shouldn't your brand be True?
Congratulations for Michael Martinelli and Thomas DeCenti, who won the kite flying contest, the championship this week at Corning Community College in upstate New York. They flew their kite to an altitude of 1,000 yards to take the title. Now, if your wife tells you where to go fly a kite, you know where to go. You go to Corning like Michael and Thomas did. Coming up, a report on other world events, so you stay tuned for NBC News on the Hour. My name, Joe Garagiola.
long, long after ordinary batteries are dead. An ordinary battery loses life as you listen. The difference is in the anatomy of a Duracell battery. Specially patented seals, power coil, and electrolyte inside a steel-jacketed body keeps Duracell batteries alive far longer than ordinary batteries. The anatomy of longer life. Duracell, the long-distance power cell, still going strong, long after ordinary batteries are dead. Duracell, made by Mallet.
Duracell batteries, the long-distance power cells, are available at Klein's Photo Department.